I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers and sisters. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's episode of Muslim Lady. In the studio with me, I have my favorite guest, sister, and expert, Sister Razia Shamani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
On our show, we've been discussing very interesting and eye-opening topic. We've been rediscussing it, actually, in a very interesting and eye-opening method. Mm-hmm. It's the topic of haya, modesty, which, fascinatingly enough, you have reintroduced to us all, putting it in a way that brought us to a new understanding in regard with this term. And that haya isn't necessarily something that is limited to women, and it does not mean shyness. It does not mean not being confident about who you are in your own skin. Rather, it means self-worth. It means dignity.
Something that decreases your haya is intoxication. A couple of days ago, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was saying that in one country that she went, the alcoholic beverages side was completely blocked down, and people were not allowed to buy any alcoholic beverages. This friend of mine was in Turkey, actually. Mm. But another friend of mine who said in restaurants in some parts of Europe, they previously used to serve alcoholic beverages, they don't do it anymore because in the corona pandemic, people who have alcoholic drinks, they have less inhibition.
Mm.
And with less inhibition, you know, things that this part of you that you would reserve usually, once you have this alcohol, you reveal it more to people. Mm. You become more closely to people.
Yeah.
Less haya.
Less so social distancing.
Exactly.
MashaAllah.
Isn't it amazing?
Ladies and gentlemen, seriously. When are we going to take this seriously?
I love this.
And it makes sense because we explain how haya and intellect are almost the same thing. The higher a person's intellect, the more they value themselves, the more they would abstain from doing degrading things.
Exactly.
And what alcohol does, it switches off your intellect. And then everything else goes out of the window.
No intellect, no shame.
There we go. We're talking about haya. We can continue talking about it forever.
Because there are so many different aspects.
Exactly.
It's not just covering the body. It's about living a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Seriously, isn't it?
There we go.
It's linked with mindfulness, with gratitude, you know, with the way you verbal abuse, you know, sympathy, empathy, whatever that comes to your mind. In a research field, you could link it to haya.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say without exaggeration, it's one of the most noble human characteristics. The fact that sense of self-worth and integrity, that I am better than this, I am better than sin, I am better than corruption, I am better than promiscuity, I am better than profanity. It's so encouraging, you know?
Yeah.
It's so empowering.
That is such a beautiful terminology. It is so empowering rather than intimidating.
Exactly.
Or, you know, keep up your self-esteem, keep up your self-confidence. You can do it. Show yourself. Show everybody who you are.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you've got a flaunted sort of mindset.
Yeah.
And I think this would be... This collection of episode would be a great answer to all those feminists out there that say being modest is a degrading attribute for women because it makes them shy away from being noticed and being ambitious and doing whatever it is that they want to do. We just explained that not only is haya not exclusive to women. It's a human thing, but it is your best way to be your best, the best version of yourself.
And to empower.
Exactly. And to empower you.
Women. Especially women.
Women. Exactly. And the fact that Allah says women are gifted more with haya, doesn't that kind of mean that women are worth more? Doesn't it kind of mean we're more valuable? Come on.
Yeah, actually, some scholars believe that there's a better way for women. It's more convenient or easier for women to gain to reach the lofty status of perfection because of their attributes, the feminine attributes that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has gifted them.
Exactly.
Unlike many scholars who say that
it's impossible for women.
Yeah, because they're not qasal uqul, you know, they have their
impaired minds,
you know, they have problem thinking and reasoning and whatever.
They're hormonal and they can't even pray half their lives.
Exactly. So because of this, men are, you know, they have more potential to become perfect human beings. But when you
there's
see
actually
that,
a hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam where His Eminence says, and I love this hadith so much, and I've repeated a kajillion times on my Instagram, and I've flaunted it to the universe. His Holiness says, أكثر الخير في النساء.
Wow.
Most of goodness is within women.
Isn't this fabulous?
It is fabulous.
SubhanAllah, such a beautiful religion that esteems and honors and dignifies women to this extent.
Exactly.
Remember that in the previous part we said that Shaitan promised that he would tempt human beings and la ughviyannahum, right?
Yes.
So we have to take into consideration that based on the verses of the Noble Quran, this could happen, this temptation, this being trialed in a specific way to be tempted by Shaitan could happen only if you want it to happen.
What does that mean?
Because in the Noble Quran it says, "Inna ja'alna shaytan awliya'a lil-ladhina la yu'minun." La ikraha fid-din. You can choose to be a believer or a non-believer. But then, if you're a non-believer, whatever happens to you, it's your own fault. You pay the price of your decision. There was a psychologist saying that when I want to say something to my son, like he says, "Dad, can I go to this party my friends are throwing?" And he says, "You can go if you want, but I am not going to let you. But still, if you want to go, it's your choice. If you go, you're going to pay for the consequences."
Okay.
So there are two choices. Either that you stay and you can have my consent and
my satisfaction
with you, and you can have whatever bonuses that you want. Or you can go, but it's not with my permission.
Uh-huh.
And you will pay for the consequences.
Interesting.
You see, the same story is here.
Exactly.
You cannot have faith in God. You're free. But then the consequence is that your awliya, your guardians, your torch of path in life will be the shayateen, the Satans.
My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that I've lost touch. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
Again, in another verse of the Noble Quran, in the famous verse of Ayatul Kursi in chapter Baqarah, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. So it depends who you put your trust in. Isn't it beautiful?
It is.
Everything is so simple, but yet it becomes very challenging.
Yeah, it's
in the
simple,
trials of
but
life.
It's not easy. Oh, no, it's not easy
it's
at all.
It's very, very difficult.
Young butterfly.
So let me just translate it. It says, Allah is the guardian of those who believe. He brings them out of the darkness into the light. And this is verse 257 of Baqarah. we already have talked about a lot of the manifestations of Haya. We're just going to review them all together as one group. We have it in the Noble Quran, in the beautiful story of Qasas, chapter Al-Qasas, verses number 23 to 25, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this fabulous story into a picture where there are sheep, flocks of sheep, different shepherds, and there are two lady shepherds
with their herd,
and there is water, and they are not going forward to mingle with the men. You know, now being a shepherd, it's a male kind of job, but back then it the daughters
and they
of
had
the
an
prophet.
Old dad, their dad was old.
Yeah, you know, maybe they had to do it. As you said,
exactly.
their father was old, so they were doing this job, but they were reserving the boundaries of haya at the same time that they were working. So you can see, sometimes it's possible to do a male job. I mean. If you have to do it,
exactly.
If you're in certain conditions that you have to do it. But it doesn't mean that once you do that job, you have to cross the lines. You can still have preserve those lines, the red
still
lines.
Still hold your own value and your boundaries as a woman. And I think that's so beautiful the way you said. By the way, we kept our promise, ladies and gentlemen. I know, like, 6 episodes ago, our expert promised us this story about one of the most beautiful instances of haya in the Quran in relation with the daughters of a prophet of Allah. They were shepherd ladies, and they had a herd, and there was a well, and a lot of other men were watering their herds there, and the women stayed back.
And actually, there was no gentleman saying ladies first.
Exactly.
But there was one gentleman. He has been brought up in the palace. And he's a prince. So this gentleman comes along, approaches the girls and asks for the reason why they're standing back. And they say because of the men. And he does the job for them.
And waters their herd.
And waters the flock. And then the girls, they were also very noble ladies. As
yes.
a sign of showing appreciation, they invite him. He said, we have an old father, you know, he would like to show his appreciation to you, and they invite him to join them. And here again, we have another beautiful instance of haya, that they weren't, you know, walking in a way to attract attention.
Mm.
And the Noble Quran specifically mentions the manner of walking of this noble lady, that
prophet.
It says, فَجَاءَتْهُ إِهْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي أَلَسْتَهِيَا. I love this verse so much.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So then here we have instances of verses in the Noble Quran talking about hijab of body parts. We even had that in the verse that was talking about women and men guarding their eyes and not to stare at, you know, each other. And at the end of the verse regarding women, because women are the epitome of beauty and delicacy and femininity, they have something treasurable that they have to only show it to unique people.
Yeah, exactly. So, that would value them.
Exactly. And that would style their life in a way that would give them more peace of mind.
Mm.
You know, give them the shelter of a home, of a family.
Unfortunately, it hurts and aches my heart to say that we are out of time for today's episode of Muslim Lady. Until another segment, we leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the love one?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illa Allah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master. of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.